KMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. And good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. And today we have Jennifer Kautz, our dream analyst. It is the last Wednesday of the month. We're doing this a little bit early, so it's not a live show. So you can't call in, but we are definitely going to talk about the holidays, because that's like happening this, you know, tomorrow for you. So, yeah. If you want more information about Jennifer, you can go to her website, theartfulsoul.org. That's theartfulsoul.org. And welcome, Jennifer.
Hey, Lori. It's good talking to you again.
Always.
Yeah, especially around the holidays. It's always fun.
Well, it's an interesting time for a lot of people, and I think dreams are definitely a big thing for a lot of people. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And because, like, I think holidays, it really intensifies dreams. It really intensifies, I believe, the spiritual life, because all the symbology is really, you know, front and center. I mean, you see it in, whether it be in the sacred areas of your life, spiritual, church, and all the different symbology, but also the secular. You go into the stores and you see all kinds of stuff. So I was going to give, just before we start talking about Thanksgiving and or the holiday symbology, I thought I would get in a little bit with what different types of dreams that you could be looking at when we start looking at our dreams.
Especially around family time and holidays, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the one book that I just discovered, and again, I preach a lot about not always going to the dictionary, but I still have a dictionary. And one that I recommend highly was I Had the Strangest Dream, The Dreamer's Dictionary for the 21st Century. So it even has stuff in, you know, there that for the modern day of symbology, you know, especially all the technology and different things like that. Okay. But the interesting thing is, and I, you know, I'm bringing up her terms. I don't know. I would probably condense. She's got about 6 or 8 types of dreams, and I don't know. I'm going to mention a few of them. I don't know if we really have that many, because that then it really starts becoming a little bit too complex. But again, that's why it's really good to have a dream therapist if you are a big dreamer or if you really have some questions. Mm-hmm. And especially right now, if a lot, I was listening to your show with Nancy, and the energy right now, and I think things are moving really fast. And I believe, I know for myself, they've been really showing up. Energy is really shifting quite a bit. Things seem to be moving. I know for myself, and the dreams are kind of showing it. So right now there could be a lot of processing dreams. Mm-hmm. And processing dreams, or I would have to say, integration dreams. So integration, processing and integration dreams, that's when all the energies are coming together, and, you know, and the energies, they're kind of working themselves out. So, I put processing dreams, and then I have also venting or cleansing dreams. I kind of feel like those can be a little bit the same. So, if you have a dream where you're cleaning out the closet or the garage, when you're talking about having too much stuff, and usually that could be literal, that yes, you do have too much stuff and you need to get rid of it. But a lot of it has to do more with the energies in our life, and maybe it's time to let things go. And sometimes we don't know how the universe or life is going to process or let those things go. Right. They sometimes just happen, and life just happens. You're like, holy crap, you know, you lose a job, you have a fallout with a friend and different things. And then you have to step back. And that's where I think into, and I was listening to you, and Nancy talk about is oftentimes, and I have a mentor, and he even says when things have happened, a lot of times we take things personally. Mm-hmm. And if somebody leaves our life or energy shift and you're not spending time with a particular person, or they've moved on, and or that, you know, situations or circumstances, and a lot of times you really just have to look at the energy and realize that the energy shifted and life is taking you in a different direction, and not to take it personally. Right. But
it's hard. I mean, we all get caught up. We all get caught up, and it is hard not to take things personally, because we see things as this world that, you know, it's literally happening to us. It's hard for us to not, you know, be the center of our world, because that's
absolutely
really what we are. And, you know, especially when it comes to dreams, because the dreams, you know, everything is usually us. So it's even more interesting when we look at our dreams. But, you know, it is hard to not take things personally. It is hard
Absolutely.
To say somebody didn't betray me, or, you know, it's a different energy and mindset to look from. It's just, we add the story. Like, we're the one that, you know, adds this story and that creates this pattern, or adds to the pattern that we've already have, that, you know, it makes us go into certain emotional states that we've had in the past. Let's talk about the different examples of these types of dreams, though, so people have an idea of what you may be talking about when you're talking about processing and integrating dreams.
Okay, like a processing dream, it could also be known as a problem-solving dream. It's like, let's say we have a problem that we once solved, a type of a dream that may show up. And there was a dream that happened with a woman, and she actually wanted to name her newborn daughter. She didn't know what to name her. Mm-hmm. And literally, the woman had a dream where a story was playing out in her dream, and there was a little girl in the dream, and she was running around, and she was about, you know, 2 or 3 years old, and the mother called out her name, Noelle. And so when the woman woke up, it was like she was seeing in the future. She's like, oh, she, you know, how she loved the name, and there was joy and Noelle. And it was a dream literally saying, you know, you might, yeah, you know, connecting probably to the soul energy of this newborn. I thought that was really cool. Obviously we can do problem solving dreams around even relationships.
Right.
And what is actually going on with certain relationships.
Think about your family when,
yep,
especially as we come into the holiday season.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, our family dynamics become stronger, and we all, I mean, there's nothing stronger in our lives. I mean, our intimate relationships, and they can be very strong, but the very first contacts we have with relationships are with our family,
Absolutely.
With our parents. And since most of our patterns developed within the first 7 years, that's where we have most of our triggers and most of our patterns developed from. So as we move into the holiday season, this is, you know, a big time that we have a lot of anxiety, a lot of I think anxiety is the word. We don't really want to, we may not want to have the holidays play out the way they usually do. And so this is a great opportunity to start, you know, problem solving even consciously on how you would like the holidays to look.
Absolutely, because oftentimes with family, we go back into the story of when what we grew up in, and many people, when they're away from their family, they're living another story, and they're living a different identity that maybe their family is willing to see. You know, they still want to put you in the mode of when you were a child, or different things. And I often see, even with myself, I mean, those, if you know, if you haven't you know, work through those, and then all of a sudden this other identity or persona comes up. And I truly believe, and the thing is, when you want to look at dreams, sometimes that there will be a story in your dream that will be identical, and yet be, there will be different people, there will be a different landscape, and yet when you look into the feelings and the relationship with what people are having with each other in the dream, oftentimes they are, again, what is actually occurring. And what we want to do, too, is that the emotional, what we want to do is break free and become emotionally mature. And they could be, so that's where we really have to tie into the feelings that are going on in the dream. But I do, I think what could also occur when we're trying to have the emotional maturation process is we really see that things that have to do, again, with stuff. You may not even see people in the dream. It could be a lot of stuff that has to do with clearing out. I know somebody that fell down a well, and when they fell down the well, they went into a sewage. Hmm. And then when they were trying to climb out of the well, there was a ladder, and they literally were able to climb out. But then the dream shifted, and this individual saw a pie. They were in the garage. It shifted to into a garage, and there was all this stuff just piled to the ceiling. And then finally it dawned on the individual who was in the dream that said, you know what, I know how to get out of here. Instead of climbing higher, I'm just going to knock all of this stuff over. And then they were able to knock it over, which means they physically were able to change. You know, it's like the tower in the tarot card. Mm. And they got down from the pile, the garage door opened, and they were able to walk out. But there was all this stuff, that toxic, that was just being released. And so this individual, too, also was going through where they felt abandoned by friends and going through some relationship shifting. And yet what was really occurring is you know, that these relationships were a bit toxic also. So it was very eye-opening when you see some of these dreams and how they are particular into the situation that's actually going on in your life.
Right. That's cool. That's an interesting and powerful example. But yeah, I mean, the emotional aspect, I mean, that's really what it's all about. And, you know, with Neptune just going direct last week, I mean, our dreams are probably pretty intense right now. And I think, again, as you go into the holidays, our dreams get more and more intense, because I think we do want to deal with those unconscious things, or they want to bring up some of the unconscious feelings that we have around family and the holidays. And it's really about looking at how we feel in the situation so that we don't recreate it, and we don't allow it to interfere with who we are.
Absolutely. And that can be what happens too when we have reoccurring dreams. Reoccurring
right.
dreams usually is where a message is continuing to try to get through to us to say, hey, this is a repeat pattern, and there's some feelings that you're not processing or not letting go of. Right. And that's a powerful one. So when people say, I keep having this dream, it's like, okay, there's a message that's coming through loud and clear that you're not listening to. So that one can be really powerful. There are, and then there's breakthrough dreams, and that's kind of, you know, I get dreams of natural disasters, then dreams of construction and rebuilding. And that often means, you know, everybody goes, oh no, a natural disaster, but out of past energies that is allowing you to move forward and to do other things with your life.
Right. And we need to go to break.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Couts from theartfulsoul.org. So theartfulsoul.org. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
And counting all my regrets about you. Thought about me. Thought about all the things we'd ever be. Thought about you. Thought about me. Thought about all the things we'd never be. Thought about you.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Jennifer Kautz with us, our dream analyst. We're talking about the holidays. We're talking about dreams. Very exciting, and if you want more information, you can go to theartfulsoul.org. We have a kind of an instant feedback about a dream, and Jennifer, do you want to chat about it, or let's talk about it, because it was an interesting one where somebody is going back to school in her dream, didn't recognize anybody in the dream, didn't recognize the place, but was very excited about actually going back to school.
Yeah, the things that stood out was, of course, you know, the word school, and school oftentimes is a metaphor for life. And so it could be a literal going back to school. So either one of those, the powerful thing is that it was a good feeling and good energy and really exciting. So this individual is, you know, feeling like going back to school or this phase of life, it could be something really positive. And then the interesting thing, too, is the individual that she was with, she didn't have a face, but it was really good energy who she was with. Right. So when we're looking at, you know, labeling this type of a dream, we have which we haven't brought up yet. There's wish fulfillment dreams, and those are feelings of joy, hope, and optimism. So the symbols and images and the situation creates a dream of blessing. And so it could be just more that right now her life is very inspirational. She's at a good place.
Or she's moving into a good place. Like there's something exciting that's going to happen that's going to move her into a new, like a new
stage of life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's exciting.
So that could be a precognitive dream. So precognitive is, again, dreaming of situations, places, and people that are extensions of current life that could be future possibilities. So that is a possibility that life, this school that she's in, and she's in a good place. She does her work very well. So maybe something else will be opening up and calling.
Like a new job or a different area.
Absolutely. And then prophetic dreams too.
But we don't want her to go.
No, exactly. I mean, who would replace her?
I know. She lost.
Yeah, she does her job so well. So the interesting thing, too, is that there was an individual that she was with, and being that the person, you know, that's where you ask more questions. Was this person a wise person? Was this a mentor? What kind of, you know, was a good energy of being around that person, but what was actually the relationship of that person? And really, that other person, too, could be her in the future going to school, because every symbol that is in a dream is really an aspect of ourselves. So,
and I got the sense that the other person was going to school with her, so she was excited. So maybe somebody is coming into her life that, you know, that's kind of at the same place, maybe even assists her to go, kind of gives her the energy to sort of follow some of her dreams. But yeah, something about, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It does feel like, for me, when just listening to it and the feelings of it, it definitely feels like a precognitive dream.
Yeah.
So, and that was the difference where I have down here between precognitive and prophetic. Prophetic at times is where like a sage visits you, and it can be a very literal dream. Like it's like a spiritual experience where one of the an archetype or a divine being, where, you know, let's say the Buddha visits you or Jesus, and you kind of get to have a spiritual moment. Not to say that precognitive, I mean, to me, everything's spiritual. So those are the difference. And wish fulfillment dreams are, you know, those are things that, you know, what we hope for in life.
Like winning the lottery. And,
yeah. Yeah. You know, where we have certain hopes and dreams for our lives, and those things, you know, having a child again is, you know, and if you dream about the future, maybe a possible, the job that you've always wanted. So I feel that some of these dreams, even though there's all these different categories, I think a lot of them overlap.
Sure. Yeah.
And, but I think it kind of helps a little bit, because sometimes when we wake up, and especially the scary dreams that we have, you know, if we can realize that, and we can process those and realize that they're there, so that if we can face those in our dreams, and sometimes the things that we have to face in real life aren't as scary as what they are. If we can really work with the dreams that are scary and, you know, our anxiety and different things like that. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of sayings that I put down. Carolyn Mace, I really like this one. If your life is not working, it is because you are not living the life you were meant to live. So I know an individual that will come to me, and they had this dream that they were going to be, you know, a James Bond figure. This gentleman, and that his life was going to be all about, you know, sophistication and James Bond, and yet, and he still has that even after years, and still has that dream and that goal, and yet life is still not working out the way that they had hoped. And it's just like, well, maybe that's a dream of that comes from a place, but you've outgrown it and life is asking something else of you. And that's where you can go to your dreams. If right. Your dreams can usually help you problem solve with that too.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I agree that chances are if it's not working, that there's something. I mean, I think, you know, sometimes we get stuck because we're not moving forward. Like we're that, yeah, we usually are stuck if we're not moving forward. But it's when we're trying to manipulate and control yeah. things instead of just allowing them to flow. Like yeah. I think we get so caught up in how we think our life is supposed to be instead
Absolutely.
Of just allowing it to be.
Yeah, and looking at the gifts, and that's the number one thing as we start talking again about Thanksgiving and the opportunity that holidays bring us, because, again, I speak a lot about ritual. Nature is ritualistic. I mean, there's cycles. Things come and go. There's seasons, and everything has its place, and yet we tend to not recognize it within ourselves that when things kind of come into our lives that in many ways they can be gifts. I mean, I'm not going to tell the person that though that has lost, you know, that, you know, a dear one to death or the awful tragedies. The only thing you can do in those moments though is, you know, you do have to process the grief and not to ignore those feelings and really to, our culture says to ignore your feelings and drown them. Literally, grieve, you know, if you need to grieve.
We
feel
have
those
to be authentic.
Feelings.
We
yes.
have to. This is the biggest problem we go through is that,
yeah.
you know, because there's stuff out there in the ethers about, you know, only being positive and, you
yeah.
know, that isn't authentic. And
right.
no matter what happens, that will never get you where you want to be
Absolutely.
Because there's stuff buried in your subconscious or unconscious that you're not dealing with because you think that if you're positive, everything will be perfect. And that's just not how there is more to life than just the law of attraction. And we've got to stop pretending. We have to be authentic. We don't have to get lost in it.
Right.
We have to express it. We have to be authentic as to what we're feeling and experiencing. And then the trigger or the trick is just not getting lost in it, not
absolutely
being
absolutely.
So, you know, caught up in our grief that we can't do anything else. I mean, it's okay to, if something traumatic happens that it requires grieving, I mean, it's okay to grieve for a little while.
Right.
You need to, but, you know, don't make it a year long experience or.
Yeah. It's allowing the feelings to go through you. Yeah. Allowing life to go through you and live through you. And that so many times we grab it, you know, when something's going on instead of just allowing it to happen. We either stop it because it hurts too much and we want to ignore it, which then it will build and burst and go in other directions. Or we, you know, like you just said, it's, or we get caught in it. We allow it to come in a little bit and then we hang on to it too long. So that is the art of living. I believe that's why we're here, is to learn how to live fully. And I really believe our dreams are messengers of saying this is how, you know, these are the natural things that are occurring in your life and the universe. And this is why you're not being able to live fully, or this is how you can live fully. Because when you feel those dreams, that when you are joyous, you do know that, you know, it is possible to live an authentic life and to be happy and not have to take on everybody else's energy.
Right. Did you want to give Joseph Campbell's quote?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. Because it goes right along with Carolyn Mace. And he says, "We must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us." Oh, I just think that's really powerful.
That is.
It's, and so it is a totally opposite way to look at life, because it's just like, no, I had it, you know, it's supposed to look like this, and life, you know, evolves and we evolve along with it. And if we can kind of take life as it comes and fully feel life and just look at life as a gift. So like when you're here with your family at Thanksgiving, try to look at the gifts. There's a lot of dysfunction in a lot of families. So every individual situation is different. But I do believe that if we have an acceptance of how, my family's this way. Yes, have an acceptance. I believe we respond differently. I believe we don't have to, we're not, when someone says something that's really not appropriate or okay, instead of like putting it, making it into an argument, sometimes we can just allow that energy to just kind of go, just like let it go, right. and have peace, right. Peace. So, I think it all connects.
It does, totally. We need to go to our next break. When we come back, we'll talk more about Thanksgiving and some of the symbology around that. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz, our dream analyst. You can find out more about Jennifer if you go to her website, theartfulsoul.org. We're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on the Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Promise you the world again. Everything within my hands. All the riches one could dream, they will come from me. I hope that you could understand. This is not what I had planned. Please don't worry. Will turn around. 'Cause I need more time. Just a few more months and we'll be fine. So say what's on your mind. 'Cause I can't figure out just what's inside. You could understand. This is not what I had planned. Please don't worry now. It will turn around. 'Cause I need more time. Just a few more months and we'll be. Your mind, 'cause I can't figure out just
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz, our dream analyst. You can find out more about Jennifer if you go to her website, theartfulsoul.org. We're talking about, well, dreams, because we always talk about dreams, but now we're gonna move into the Thanksgiving, the holiday that's coming up for you guys in the States. That actually starts tonight, I believe, or tomorrow anyway. Yes. We're doing this a little early, so it's just me putting my head around it. So let's talk about the different things that come up symbolically. You know what I mean. All sure. The symbols that come up and the images for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. And number one is I ask the audience to really look at the symbols that stand out for you. I mean, candy corn may be the biggest thing for some people.
Really? Candy corn is big?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, not
for
here.
Some people.
Okay.
Yeah. Seriously, it's just like all you see is the, you know, or M&Ms or the different candy, you know. So,
really?
You know, they go right into the colors of Thanksgiving it's over. So, I mean, it, you know, and it could be desserts and stuff like that.
We're already doing Christmas stuff. We have I don't think we've ever had a Thanksgiving M&M.
That's interesting. So, I think the Halloween and Thanksgiving kind of goes together because it's like all the reds and oranges and stuff. So, I mean, is it the colors? Is it the harvest? I'm going to give in most, you know, here in America, it's a Native American tradition because, you know, it was when the pilgrims and the Indians got together and gave thanks. And it was really the Native Americans that are sharing this tradition with us.
Yeah, here in Canada, apparently the Native Americans celebrated it 6 weeks earlier. So we're a little bit earlier than you guys.
Yeah, and too, I mean, you had settlers too and the Native Americans. So it is really interesting how Canada, and America really, we're just very, you know, it's really interesting. Similar traditions in some ways and just such different energy. I just find it really fascinating.
And I dated somebody from the UK and they don't celebrate Thanksgiving at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I think it's a powerful holiday. You know, it does, the symbol of it, you know, where we're harvesting and, you know, we're moving into the new, I mean, that's really what it's about. And Celtic, you'd think it would be a Celtic tradition because it's, you know, it's moving in from one season to another, moving into the, you know, the new season ending the old one anyway.
Yeah, and I believe that in many ways. I mean, the harvest season, I believe there's, you know, the pagan traditions that really do honor the harvest. But again, I believe, you know, here in America, we've pretty much wrapped it around, you know, just the settling. And at least, you know, this is a powerful Native American tradition. We haven't had a lot of things that we've allowed for that group of individuals and that true natives, the indigenous culture, to continue on. So, and hopefully, you know, we can give them a voice and an energy. And there's a lot of conflict. I'm hearing a lot of conflict in some of the areas I have. But the pot is seriously a lot of, you know, political correctness and stuff like that. So it is. It's really interesting. But now venison is – a lot of people don't look at this, but if people are still hunters-gatherers, if the guys are still hunters, there's still a lot of venison. And then the deer symbolizes innocence and gentleness. So it means to be gentle with ourselves and to, you know, look at life through innocent eyes and playful eyes. And the doe represents subtle gracefulness again. The stag is known for purification. And independence and pride.
I think the stag in the pagan and Celtic is more about fertility, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That is interesting. For Native American, though, it is purification and independence and pride. Mm-hmm. So that can go along with fertility, too.
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, again, we're changing the, sure. we're coming to the end of one season, and we yes. do, some people, I don't know, I think some people still fertilize, or they, you know, begin the process, you know, what is it? The Song of the Rose, where, you know, the roses lie, they lie waiting for the spring to open up. So there's still, you know, there's lots of people that still plant in the fall to, yep. for the next year. So, I mean, it kind of all fits together.
Yeah, absolutely. But then, of course, the main bird that most of people mm-hmm. use, a lot of people do ham and stuff like that, but turkey. And the Native Americans call the turkey a ground eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and is symbolic of harvest and shared blessings of Mother Earth. And in many of the things that I've read is when you see turkey, it means abundance. Mm-hmm. And so I found that. So here again. Just being thankful for the abundance that is already here within our, you know, that we're surrounded with it, and so often we don't really see it. And that's what harvest is when we're harvesting. And if you have a dream, again, if you have a dream of a turkey, or if you have a dream of yourself harvesting something, it means that you are harvesting the good that you have created in your life, things that you have planted that are now coming into fruition, and you're allowed to, you know, you're in your dreams, it's saying it's coming to pass. And then if you're dream, if you are at a feast, mm-hmm. that means again that you are participating in life, and you are feeding your soul, and you are, you know, it's very prosperous, and that you're actually living life and allowing it to go through you. So let's see, what's the other one? Oh, I like the cornucopia was interesting. It's known as the Horn of Plenty, and is a very common symbol of the harvest festival. And the horn is shaped like a container, so, you know, like a womb, and is filled with the abundance of harvest. So the Native Americans would bring that to the pilgrims and show them, this is our Horn of Plenty, and we're looking to share with you. And that's the thing too. I think the big thing with any holiday, but especially Thanksgiving, is the more the merrier, and everybody bringing food and sharing. And if we could look at that from a worldwide perspective, you know, life could be much more abundant and fruitful.
Right. And I mean, it's a good thing, right? Like it is something where, you know, it's about being grateful and, being thankful for what we have, and to share that. I mean, it is a beautiful tradition in everything that it's, you know, been part of. It's a beautiful tradition.
Yeah. And then, when we give, we're telling ourselves that when we give to others, that we're not afraid of sharing. That means, you know, we're not afraid of scarcity or lack. It means that there is enough. You know, it's a ritual that we are actually communing with our soul and kind of living and saying, you know, because I do believe that energy does come around. And I don't know how, because, you know, who knows how energies move and why they come in and out. But who is in front of you, and who you can share with, and who you can be giving to? Because usually somebody does come into your life, not always. I mean, it's not a constant pattern, but usually sometimes life will give you an opportunity to help somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the next one is like the pumpkin. I found this one to be interesting, but the Native Americans believed that it represented the sun.
Oh.
And it also was symbolic of personal power, which is very, but pumpkins to us are orange. And so, and then the sun, well, then the sun can be very orangey. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm personal power is usually with the solar plexus. So, but also the sacral. So it's kind of the mixing of the creative energy and then I believe the personal power. Mm-hmm. So I find that to be, I found that was a new one for me, because maize and cornmeal, is yellow, and that is very much you know, a powerful thing for planting and harvesting corn, and is used as, you know, fertility, symbol of fertility, and show healing powers of people. The thing that's really interesting with cornmeal, though, it's used quite a bit in Native American traditions as far as offering. That cornmeal is used when, you know, giving an offering to nature. When you go out in nature and you do a ritual, cornmeal is often represented. So it is, it's very much a symbolic fertility image.
Corn is obviously big. Especially this season and stuff. I mean, they always show it. They don't usually have it necessarily to eat, but it's like a, it's, they show it as the picture of corn, right?
Yes.
So usually it's dried and
And you have the corn stalks, because we grow corn, and everybody, you know, we cut down the corn stalks and we have those out with the pumpkins, you know, and we decorate and stuff like that to show the corn stalks, which is, you know, it's a symbol of a good harvest. And I really believe that the energies of us even doing that and displaying our images and things that have meaning aren't just, I mean, it's great to have the knowledge of these rituals and the meanings and the symbols behind them, but even doing it is can be really powerful.
Right. Right. Yeah, and you said that it was symbolizes fertility and healing powers?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, and all of these are all interconnected. I mean, harvest, and this is a time, again, that we're going into the winter months. And that's why it's deep reflective time, these winter months. And it's really of things, it just gives us an opportunity to really reflect on our life differently. You know, a lot of people, of course, if things haven't happened the way you've wanted, or you have deep loss, these times can be very difficult. And I highly recommend to be talking to somebody about these.
Yeah, it's definitely a time to not feel alone, where a lot of people do over the holidays. This is the time that, you know, a lot of difficult things happen because of memories and stuff. We'll talk more about that when we come back from our next break, or our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz from theartfulsoul.org. She's our dream analyst. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. I have Jennifer Kautz. You can find out more about Jennifer if you go to her website, theartfulsoul.org. If you, you know, if you have some dreams, you want to talk about them, Jennifer is definitely the person to go to. Your first dream with Jennifer is free, so take advantage of that. Contact her on her website, theartfulsoul.org. We've been talking about Thanksgiving and our dreams, and we kind of ended the last one with, you know, when it's a difficult time, you really do want to get some assistance. I think the holidays are difficult for a lot of people, and it is good thing to sort of talk about it with somebody and to maybe see a different perspective, so you don't keep adding to the story of how it's been, and to start actually moving forward in the now moment is, you know, can be incredibly powerful and really important for people during this time. I know we'll probably talk a little bit more about that as we do our next show, which will be right during the holiday season in December. So, yeah. All right. So where are we, Jen?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's when we're navigating our lives and we're coming into a season when, you know, you see cheer and, you know, people and they don't have a care in the world and some serious stuff is going on. Oh, please reach out to, there's so many people out there that can help you navigate. And, but if it's even just a lonely time, the biggest thing about now is, and between dreams, because dreams are our nature itself, and, you know, and it's about our soul and it's about our connection and how it all interconnects. And, you know, it's just so beautiful when we can bring about our own ritual. If we don't have one, if we don't have a gathering, it's great to start a tradition. But this is a time where you have beautiful music, soothing music or uplifting music, you know, depending on what you need during this time. Candles. I love candles. It's a very sacred time. And then it's a time of, if you are with family, food, you know, be with your family around great food. But there's so many people that soup kitchens that you can go volunteer at, and there's so much warmth. I volunteered. I was part of a soup kitchen for about 3 years, and it's just, there's so much joy with the people and camaraderie that you have of giving to others. So I highly recommend that if you find yourself in a space that you're looking to, it's always good to give. Thanksgiving, you know, it's what we have received and what we can give to others. And then definitely just go into your dream journal or start journaling of what's going on. You can use this time as a, being that it's ritualistic, you can use it as a time of going over the year, what you are thankful for and what, you know, you can accept and what gifts have been brought into your life and, you know, what you hope that you can go forward with. Mm-hmm. And another one is, again, I was talking about, we were talking about cornmeal. Use tobacco or cornmeal and go out for a walk in nature. And that is a great offering that you can do when you're walking in nature, is to have cornmeal or tobacco. Then you're honoring nature and you're honoring the connection that you have with nature. And it starts shifting some of the energies in your life.
Yeah, I think it's important just to sort of take advantage of the symbols, because I think we, you know, again, we often don't look at the symbols of life and we don't partake. And that's what creates the sacredness that allows us to sort of, you know, be part of the earth, be part of the world and the, you know, all the richness and enjoyment that we can be in.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes we have to feel some hurts and different things, but to have those have meaning in your life, and they can allow you to move to a greater place that you haven't experienced before if you can open up to them. That's why I have some sayings that I wrote down that I think are really powerful. Maya Angelou, let gratitude be the pillow upon which you kneel to say your nightly prayer, and let faith be the bridge you build to overcome evil and welcome good. Another one, Eckhart Tolle, is acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance, because when you acknowledge what you have, then more can come in, and it creates a sacred moment and can really shift energy. It's, you're acknowledging thankfulness is really a great healer. And then Thich Nhat Hanh, love his poetry, but he says, walk as if you are kissing the earth with your feet. Mm. Now that could be a walking meditation. That would be pretty hard to do, you know, every day and but that can be a walking meditation. You know, you bring some tobacco or cornmeal and you go for a walk in nature, and then you have that meditation. Walk as if you are kissing the earth with your feet.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's really beautiful. So, yeah, it's just, you know, my hope and prayer for everybody is that they have a soft place in their hearts for, you know, gentle, being gentle with yourself and being gentle with others.
Right.
At this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it is a beautiful time for some people, and it's a lonely time for other people, and it's a frustrating time, you know, depending on our, you know, our experiences with Thanksgiving or with our families. And, you know, it's definitely a time where we do celebrate. And I think it's all about finding those moments that we can be grateful for and thankful for. And that's certainly, kind of the key to what Thanksgiving is all about. But, you know, finding those moments. I mean, we can be grateful in everything. Can you be grateful in those things that we feel are not positive in our life or feel that, you know, have a negative connotation to us? I mean, it's not just about what is good and positive in our life.
Right.
It's also about, you know, how we grow and what makes us a stronger person.
Right, absolutely. Because if, you know, most of the great philosophers, they really talk about the, you know, no matter how easy it looks for other people, everybody, you go through your human experiences and you will face challenges and brokenness. And it's how we can go through that brokenness and come out the other side. And we can either allow it to, you know, keep stuck or we can break open. That's the thing too. I think we have a false sense of expectation of what it means to be a human in this life. What was the saying? It was just really beautiful. I have to write it down, and if I can't remember it right now, I will. But it's more about we're supposed to be bringing heaven down here to live through us. It's not about asking for heaven on earth. Our expression and the way we live our lives, we're supposed to bring heaven to earth through our expressions. So through the things that we create, when you're making that meal, do it with love, and that you're doing it for your family, and just pour the love into the food that you're creating. So instead of it being about how it looks and everything in the imagery, look at the greater meaning, because people will feel that more of, you know, it's the feeling that people get. Do they feel welcome, you know, and different things when we partake in each other's relationships and gatherings, you know, is there love or is there animosity and revenge? Can we come together and have beautiful family gatherings or, you know, so I think that's what we focus on.
Right.
So, and that's, hey, I have to practice that myself. I mean, whenever I say these things, there are things that I have to do for myself also.
Well, we all do. I mean,
sure.
That's part of this. It's, you know, we keep thinking that if we get to this certain destination, everything will be perfect.
And nope.
It's the journey. It really is. And understanding that it's the journey and understanding that it's really, you know, it's about us just allowing things to happen and not trying to control them and just, you know, experience the beauty in everything, in every moment. I mean, find the gift in everything and appreciate it. You talked about creating a journal and lighting a candle and giving thanks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somehow I missed that. But
No, that's okay. That's okay. Definitely, again, I always encourage to do a dream practice and using that as a ritual. Here's a dream story. I don't know how many minutes we have.
We don't have minutes.
Okay. So Well, it's just, again, looking for the treasures that you have in your life and not necessarily the pretty cover, but what's inside.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, this has been a great show. I wish everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I hope everyone has, you know, stop with the expectations. Just be open, be present, be in the now moment, and just, you know, make your own stories, make your own holidays, make it special for you.
Absolutely. Have a blessed holiday. Thanks, Lori.
You're welcome. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz, our dream analyst. Find out more about Jennifer. Go to her website, theartfulsoul.org. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.